following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Today's episode of the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Brooker is brought to you by FabFitFun, TrueCar, and Tomboy X.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey everybody, welcome to the PHP. I am Booker.
He is Perez.
Happy holidays. How are you?
You know, I really like this new way of us starting the shows because I get to start every week now.
You like being the first voice they hear.
I really feel like I should have been doing this the whole time. Well, we weren't really having advertisers on for the longest time. So thank you again to FabFitFun, Tomboy X, and TrueCar. We really appreciate them. And we really appreciate every single one of our listeners. We take this really seriously. We don't ever take a damn week off. We will be doing shows all through December. So keep listening. Tell your friends. And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. What a long 4-day weekend. It was a busy one because of the holiday. It was at my house and it was also my girlfriend's birthday. So I had like double time on the family celebration because her parents are split. So you got to give the dad some time and the mom some time. And it's just a lot.
Why not just have one party and have them both go? Or do they hate each other?
That does not happen.
Really? So in the future, if you were to have children with her, would you have to have more than one birthday party for your kid?
That is a very good point. No one has kids in the family, so nobody really knows how that would play out. But look, they're adults. They'll work it out.
Anything else? Anything you did other than host Thanksgiving?
Mostly that was it. I went out towards Oxnard. I checked out the fire burn areas, and I just cannot believe how much burnt. There was so much damage. It's unbelievable. You'll drive for 10 miles and you just see nothing but charred hills. It jumped the freeway. It really was wild to see. It's unbelievable that they got it out. It's crazy. Those firemen are, I guess they really know what they're doing.
How interesting. I also did something similar during the break. For some reason, I felt compelled or drawn to go to this place in Malibu called the Malibu Hindu Temple. Have you ever been there or heard of it?
I have not. No, I've heard of it, but I've never been.
Yeah. And we went all up PCH and drove up Malibu and went down Malibu Canyon. And I didn't see a ton of damage, but I did see some like in the hills. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, this Hindu temple was unscathed. And it was just a nice way for us to begin Thanksgiving by giving thanks in a place of worship. You know, I'm not this or that or the other. I believe in believing. I believe in energy. And it was a lovely thing to do. And also just driving up there and, like you said, also appreciating what the firefighters did and putting everything into perspective as we began. And I had almost too good of a Thanksgiving break. It was an experiment for me in that I did not post videos. I was not checking my comments on any social media. I was posting photos of what we were doing, but I had very little social footprint. And it was lovely. And almost realized I could have worked maybe a little bit more than I did, but that's just the brainwashed brain. Exactly. I basically didn't work at all. And I was like, well, maybe I could have done a little work. Like, I could have done a little of this or a little of that. And I might do that then over Christmas because I'm going away for 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
But it was so nice. I mean, we did so much. We also went down to Long Beach to the Queen Mary. Mm-hmm. And that was great. I took my kids to this other place called Fala Land, which is one of those Instagram thirst trap experiences. It was Christmas themes. That was fun. I went to see Wreck-It Ralph. I went over to my sister's place. She cooked for the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And it was great. And I also had a lot of time to think and reflect and long for working as not as hard as I normally do, but that's not reality. I mean, yeah, maybe in the future. I don't know. Yeah. And we met up on Tuesday night because Tuesday was that day where Instagram and Facebook were not working for the majority of the day.
So he was so bored, he was texting me at work. And I'm like, well, let's go get a drink after work. And we went and did that.
I wasn't bored. I was more just like frustrated and angry. And
well, you weren't ready for your break yet.
I know.
You planned on doing this and then you had to do it earlier.
I know. It messed my brain up. I was not happy at all.
It was weird. I mean, the first time we've ever went out, you didn't pick up your phone once. I don't even know where your phone was. If it was in your pocket, I don't even know where it was. And we talked and we had great conversation. And it was great, though. I loved it. I loved that you didn't have your phone and you weren't checking in with work. It was a good time.
I know. I even went out and about with the gays twice during Thanksgiving break.
Wow. Look at you.
Although, oh my God, I ate so much. We're recording this Monday morning. So I ate so much that it's 11 a.m. and I'm not hungry yet. I haven't eaten anything yet.
Yeah.
Because I stuffed myself so much. Anyways, let's get to it.
Okay.
Oh, God, why did I want to start with this? I don't know. Maybe because it's, you know, a lot of stuff did happen over the Thanksgiving break. One of the things that happened that, well, I don't even know if I'm still processing my thoughts on it. So okay. That's one of the things about me. I don't always know what I'm going to say ahead of time. It's mm-hmm. both, I would say this is both a negative and a positive.
Okay.
You know, I think we mentioned last week how Diddy's baby mama, Kim Porter, passed away. Mm-hmm. Very sad. She was just in her late 40s. We don't know yet the cause of death, though it has been rumored to have been pneumonia. And then she was buried and had the funeral this past weekend. And it turned into this Instagram moment. That's basically the best way to describe it. You probably didn't see it, but a lot of these people mm-hmm. were posting photos from the funeral and posting videos from the funeral. And it was like a fashion parade and this and that and the who's who. And then part of me is like, is that tacky? Maybe. But then another part of me is like, you know what? Who says that funerals need to be depressing and sad? You know, some people view it as a celebration of life.
Right.
And yeah, I think my thoughts are it could be both tacky and who cares.
Right. It felt a little tacky at times because you saw a lot of footage. And on the other hand, you're thinking, all right, it's kind of a party. And look, when I die, I don't really want a somber funeral. I'd rather people get together and, you know, hang out and have some drinks in my name and tell some jokes and smile. And I don't think I have a big problem with that. The Instagram part's a little weird. It's sort of like going back to our conversation about, you know, posting a picture of someone that has passed away the day that they have passed away. It's sort of bordering on that conversation.
It became a party. So you got to make sure you let everybody know you were invited to the party.
You made the list.
You made the list. I mean, it's kind of like, I was actually this morning talking to my trainer at the gym about concerts because she, in her other job, works in security for concerts. And mm-hmm. she was telling me how now more and more artists are demanding that people going to see shows don't take photos or videos, which I would be really pissed about. I want to be able to take my photo or video and let everybody know that I went to the damn concert.
Right. Yeah. It didn't happen if there wasn't a photo registered. That's the rule with you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it really was quite the to-do, the Kim Porter thing. Diddy even had fireworks go off during it.
Wow. Okay.
And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I mean, well,
if Diddy knows her, if Diddy knows what she was into and what she would like, and if he thinks that she would have enjoyed this fuss or all this to-do, well, okay.
Well, especially because she was so young when she died, and it would seemingly be a tragic death. If you're in your 90s and you lived a full life, then geez, I want a freaking marching band. Like, right. Send me out with, you know, cannons and all of that. I mean, should I really specify? Like, if I die before a certain age, I want this. If I die after, I don't even know. Yeah, but like you said, hopefully my crew would know what I want.
Right.
But yeah, I was thinking about that over the break. With a lot of time off, you do a lot of thinking. So sure. I did a lot of thinking and reflecting, and my thoughts went to her and then me and death. And I was thinking back on that Broadway actress who suffered so much tragedy this year, Ruthie Ann Miles. And I kept thinking about wanting a fourth child, but
we talked about that.
You know, I've really thought of all the reasons why I would want one. And actually, death is a reason why I would want a fourth child. Like, I don't even want a fourth child for me. I want a fourth child for my kids. Like, if I were to die tomorrow... Yeah, no, seriously. If I were to die tomorrow, then I would leave them with a crew of three other people that they can depend on forever instead of just two other people. You know, that's a big difference, I feel like.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyways, also over the Thanksgiving break, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade happened. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch a second of it.
Yeah, I never watched that. I'm not a big parade person.
I went once in New York when I lived there. It was cold as could be that morning. It's, you know, I think I was hungover and I was like, no, thank you. It's a balloon passing by my apartment. No, thank you.
I went once and I had the same thought, but then I went once with my kids to watch them blow up the balloons the day before.
Yes, the night before, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun because, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't madness. But during the parade this year, Rita Ora, of all people, was trending because of a lip sync fail, mm-hmm. which... Yeah, everybody lip syncs at the Thanksgiving Day parade, but she just lip synced really poorly. Did you watch that video?
No, I heard about it. I heard it was really bad.
Well, a friend of mine who listens to this podcast, and I guess is a conspiracy theorist, claimed, he said that she did that on purpose.
Yeah, I could buy that. I like that rap. Why
no,
not?
Because...
You're getting zero headline for being at the Macy's Day Parade. Like, zero. You're talking to people that are barely paying attention. Why not do something that doesn't hurt anything? I buy that theory a little bit. I buy it completely. Why not?
Because artists are fragile people with their egos.
Okay.
They don't ever want to look bad. They're not like me. I would do something like that on purpose.
She's got nothing going. Less than nothing going in America. Why not? Why not get a headline that puts her name out there that makes people go, Rita Ora, who is this? And by the way, I love that Rita Ora song. That's like one of my girlfriend's favorite songs out right now.
The Love Me or Lover.
Love Something. Yeah, it's not a bad song. But she's getting no traction here. She can get nothing going. It's not SNL. You know what I mean? It's not Ashley Simpson where it should be live and you should be able to sing to it live. The track goes haywire. It's the Macy's Day Parade. It's on a parade float. No one expects it to be good or even close. No one really cares, you know?
What was interesting, though, is that, yes, everybody lip syncs ...
Uh-huh.
Except Kelly Clarkson. She performed at the Thanksgiving Day Parade and sang live.
She's one that would get a karaoke machine and just sing into it.
Well, why? I don't understand that. Why would they let Kelly Clarkson do it and not everybody else?
Expense. That's my answer to that, because it costs a lot of money to sync that up correctly. When Rita Ora, they're not going to give her a dollar, you know, they're not. And that's nothing against Rita Ora, but she's not Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson wants a really good look out of this. She wants something that's going to live online. She has a partnership with NBC, with being on The Voice. She's going to get wants.
And she's got a new talk show that's coming out.
Exactly. And she's got a new talk show with them. So, but Rita Ora, they're like, you get what everybody else gets.
Wait, just a total aside, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I saw that Jerry Springer is coming back to TV.
You got to be kidding me.
In a judge show, Judge Jerry. I think I've said it on the podcast before. I want to do a Judge Perez show.
Yeah, you have.
Repeatedly in my damn pink robe.
You just want to wear a robe. That's the only reason you want to do this.
Well, no, I think it'd be I think I could solve everybody's problems. I actually
you're the most illogical person I know. You're gonna solve people's problems.
That's why it would be a great TV show.
You're gonna make it worse. Maybe if we have two judges and we fight over what they should do.
No,
maybe that would be a better show.
It's Judge Perez, not Judge Perez and Booker. Anyways, okay. Well, speaking of Rita Ora, her new album did come out, so congrats to her. Also, over the Thanksgiving break, Kit Harington from Game of Thrones was trending because this Russian model claimed that she hooked up with him and he got married earlier this year, claiming, you know, that they had an affair, and there were even these leaked photos of him nude, passed out on a bed. His publicist released a statement denying that he even met this Russian model, but didn't address the elephant in the room, the photos. I would have thought he would have said or should have said, you know, these photos are stolen property or...
Yeah, just allude to, look, I don't even know where these photos are from. I was sleeping. I don't know if that proves I was with anybody or someone just took a picture of me because I'm famous and I was sleeping somewhere. You know, I don't know, but I wasn't with that girl.
He was in a hotel room.
Was she in the bed with him?
No, he was by himself.
That's my point.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying, though, is that they should have addressed the photos, because by not addressing the photos, it almost makes the claims credible, almost.
Those photos could have been taken before he was even with her. There's no timeline on the photo.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should have addressed the photos, yes.
You're right. They should have. They should have said, and by the way, these are from some other time.
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, we know this guy likes to drink a lot. He may even have a drinking problem. I'm not saying he does, but, you know, he's gotten into fights. He's gotten kicked out of establishments.
Yeah.
You know, there's been video of him very, very drunk. How embarrassing. That must be so embarrassing. Or not. Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's a British thing and he doesn't care. I don't know.
I don't know. He's got a hot wife. She's a wildling on the show. Redhead. Beautiful girl.
A redhead on the show, but maybe not in real life.
I believe she's a redhead in real life. I think.
Okay. Well, my favorite artist of the moment, Ariana Grande. I am an Arianator. If you missed last week's show, she was teasing all of these photos from the Thank You Next music video, which is going to pay homage to some of her favorite movies from back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean the 90s and early 2000s.
Right.
I mean, she's 25. I guess back in the day is 90s and early 2000s for her.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen the video already because she released so much from it. She was just spitting out nonstop photographs on Wednesday and all through the weekend.
Yeah, movies including Bring It On and Mean Girls. I don't even think that's a bad strategy, though. She's creating so much hype for the music video. Even if you feel like you've still seen it all, people will still watch it.
Yeah, you want to see it, sure. And it's the biggest song in a long, long time. So, yeah, it's going to do well. It'll probably break some records when they do release the video.
Yeah. Also, she had a bit of a Demi Lovato moment. She clapped back at this troll, accusing her of, quote, milking Mac Miller's death. I like that she engages with her fans on Twitter. If social media does not add to your happiness, I think you need to figure out different ways. What the fuck am I saying? Social media doesn't add to my happiness. I don't want to be a hypocrite. All right, keep on doing exactly as you're doing, Ariana.
Well, you have an interesting relationship with your social media. It not only defines your work, it also defines you. Most people don't have that. My relationship with social media is easy. I would never do it unless I was forced to. And I put work stuff out there just enough. You don't. Yours is more of, it is part of your brand. It needs to be out there. Now, Ariana Grande, she's sort of like you. She's kind of using it for both at the moment, I think. It seems personal, and it does seem part of what she's putting out there for everyone to consume. So, I don't know. It's something to be careful with, I think, because it does kind of crap on your brand a little bit when you're calling out your fans for thinking whatever they want to think.
Well, what's interesting, too, is like Demi Lovato, she was responding to this tweet that this random person tweeted and didn't even tag her in.
Ah.
But, you know, once again, maybe somebody else tagged her in it. Maybe she saw her fans defending her or something like that.
Right.
She clapped back in a really classy way, reminding us all to be more compassionate and gentle with each other. And that was a good reminder for me. You know, I should be more compassionate even with myself. Mm-hmm. We should all be more compassionate with each other and with ourselves, because we could be dead in an hour.
It's true.
In more music-related news, that Tekashi 6ix9ine has been transferred to another facility, and reports claim that he is in the midst of trying to cut a deal with authorities to be a snitch.
Wow.
Isn't that like cardinal rule number one in the gang world? You don't snitch on your gang
snitches
members.
Snitches get stitches. Come on.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
No, not a thing.
Well, I think you should get your mom a FabFitFun box because your girlfriend loved it so much.
That's true.
And it actually would make a great present for anybody in your life if you want to give them a ton of stuff. So you get all sorts of different products in there. Fitness, fashion, lifestyle products, skincare products. Mm-hmm, oh my God. If you've been watching my videos, I've been wearing this shawl that I got from there. So much beauty products, makeup, not even just makeup, appliances, like a blender, all sorts of different things. The most recent box, if you want to get it and gift it, we're going to give you a great discount, the FabFitFun box. Just go to FabFitFun.com and use the code Perez so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. That's FabFitFun.com and use the code Perez. All right. Khloe Kardashian celebrated Thanksgiving in Cleveland with her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, and spent a lot of time on social media.
Well, she was bored. She was in Cleveland. What do you want her to do?
Yeah, I saw that. And she responded to this person who claimed that, you know, when she got together with Tristan Thompson, that Tristan Thompson was with his other baby mama still at the time. So Khloe is setting the record straight once and for all that she was not a homewrecker. Or so she believes, or so Tristan Thompson wants her to believe.
To her knowledge, she's not a homewrecker.
Exactly. Also, Khloe's sister Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are in couples therapy.
Really?
Yeah, but I think that's a great thing. Isn't that wonderful? They're making the effort to work on their marriage. And yes, Donald Trump and all of that drama is one of the reasons why they have gone into therapy. Also, Kim Kardashian confessed on the most recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that she was high on ecstasy when she got married to her first husband, Damon Thomas, okay, and also high on ecstasy when she made her sex tape with Ray J.
She should get on ecstasy more often.
Oh, or not.
She's fun things seem to happen when she gets on ecstasy.
Or not. I mean, she's blaming it on all of the bad things that happened.
So basically, she owes her career to ecstasy, is what you're telling me?
Basically. She said, I did ecstasy once and I got married. I did it again.
So she did it twice and those two things happened the two times?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it again and I made a sex tape. Like, everything bad would happen. I wonder, I don't even know why she revealed that. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone offered her some ecstasy lately or something.
Or it's a headline.
Sure is. It's kind of hot. I read the a little bit, and she was talking about her jaw was going like all over the place or something during the sex tape. Now I want to go back and watch the sex tape just to see if I could see her jaw moving in any, you know, weird way or something, whatever she's talking about.
I want to go back and watch it too. I mean, I never watched it though. Did you watch it?
What are you, nuts? Of course I did.
Do you think that Ray J leaked, filmed it? Did it come off like he was filming it to leak it?
Yeah, they were. With what she was wearing and how made up she was, at least I can't... I have no idea what was in her head at the moment, other than ecstasy now. But this tape looks like... It looks professional. She looks like, you know, no offense, but she looks like a porn star. She's really made up. It's not when you're having sex with your partner and you don't have makeup on and you decide to, you know, grab the phone. Those videos look different than this. This looked like a setup.
Well, at least it wasn't like one of those leaked ones that was professionally shot.
Right.
That's the new trend. Like that Teen Mom, Farrah, her videos that she had leaked at the beginning. And then she just straight up decided to do professional ones. But
right,
like the first one or two, it was allegedly leaked, but it was clearly a professional shoot.
Right.
An update on a story we talked about last week, Blac Chyna and her skin lightening cream that she's selling. Mm-hmm. According to her team, she has never even used it. She just did it for the money. I'm not mad at her.
You know, if you're going to endorse something, you probably should use it. I've got a FabFitFun box. I have a Squatty Potty. I have Brooklinen sheets. You know what I'm saying? I've got the Lisa mattress. You can't like just go, hey, give me the money and I'll just say anything. That's lame.
I don't think so. I don't drink beer, but I would promote beer.
I guess that's a little different.
How is it different?
Everyone drinks beer. Not everyone uses skin bleaching cream. You want to take it from someone that's actually tried it. You're screwing with your skin. Okay, this is a big deal. Drinking a beer, big deal.
She's not screwing with her skin. She's not using it.
She's saying, hey, it's not good enough for me, but it's okay for you, though.
You know, she wants to provide her kids a luxury lifestyle. That's her words.
Oh, good.
That's just also the stupidest thing. Like,
really?
Why would you want to provide your kids she took to Instagram story and said luxury lifestyle for her kids.
Perez, we're dealing with Blac Chyna here, okay?
I don't want to give my kids a luxury anything.
She's not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, okay?
You know, I want to provide my kids a great education or a great this or a great that, but they don't need the luxury this. They don't need the best that. Well, speaking of Blac Chyna, her ex, Tyga, has a very thirsty fan who keeps leaving all of these thirsty comments on his Instagram. Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Yes. She's trying to get a piece of Tyga.
Okay. Is he biting?
No, not at all. According to those close to him, he wants nothing to do with her. Speaking of Lindsay, she is not going to be a part of the Life Size 2 movie with Tyra Banks, but I am. And if you want some holiday fun, it's Christmas themed. It airs this Sunday at 9 p.m. on Freeform. That's Life Size 2 with Tyra Banks and a cameo by me. 9 p.m. this Sunday on Freeform.
Cool.
Lindsay Lohan is not the only one leaving thirst trap comments. So is Chris Brown leaving comments on Rihanna's Instagram.
Really?
Like this guy, like, leave her alone. I almost feel like she should get a restraining order against him.
Maybe they're still friends.
I guess. John Mayer also continues his pursuit of Halsey. He stalks her basically on Instagram and will respond to all of her posts basically. She posted this one photo recently saying, "This is your brain on writer's block. Everything I write today sounds like MySpace in 2008 or a poorly disguised Beatles ripoff. Someone send help." And John Mayer responded, "I can be over to break your heart in 20.
Okay.
He really wants a piece of her.
Mm.
I love her style, though. Halsey has great style. She would totally rock some Tomboy X underwear. She would rock it as outerwear. It's mm-hmm. underwear that you...
That, for me, it's underwear. For her, it's outerwear.
Yeah, it's underwear that you could wear as outerwear. It's mm-hmm. for boys and girls, women, men. They have all kinds of styles, from bikinis to briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, and boy shorts. They have all fun colors, prints, all sorts of sizes. Tomboy X comes in from extra small to 4X, so it'll even fit me after the holidays are over. I love my Tomboy X that I've been rocking. If you want some too, go to tomboyx.com/Perez and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And the PHP listeners get an extra 15% off with the code Perez. Again, code Perez for an extra 15% off at tomboyx.com. All right. Shawn Mendes is on the cover of the new issue of Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. And he addresses the persistent gay rumors that swirled around him. In the new interview, he talks about it and he says, quote, "I feel like I need to go be seen with someone, like a girl in public, to prove to people that I'm not gay. Even though in my heart, I know that it's not a bad thing. There's still a piece of me that thinks that, and I hate that side of me." He goes on and says, "You fucking guys are so lucky I'm not actually gay and terrified of coming out. That's something that kills people. That's how sensitive it is. Do you like the songs? Do you like me? Who cares if I'm gay?"
Exactly.
But it's definitely a rumor that just won't go away. And, well, the interesting thing is, I don't know if it's a bad thing, though. The people that are speculating, the ones that I've seen online, it's not that they think he's gay and then that would affect them in a negative way. It's almost like wishful thinking for a lot of people.
You.
I did not say that.
You love that kid. He's so pretty. If I was gay, I would be all about that kid. Are you kidding me?
I mean, he's just a fun little... I mean, I would not fantasize about a 20-year-old. Maybe like to hook up with one, but I'm not going to date a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
I think he's 20, right, Sean?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so...
He's a very mature 20.
He is, I'm sure. a couple more updates. David Arquette, we spoke about him last week in that extreme wrestling match. He was back in the hospital over the Thanksgiving break. He was there because he was having some neck pain, according to his wife. Also, an update, poor Heather Locklear.
Oh, no, not again.
Her 5150 hold has been extended by 2 weeks.
So during the Thanksgiving holiday, she spent that, what, incarcerated, or is she in a mental facility?
Well, not incarcerated, not in jail, but at a psychiatric facility, yeah.
Well, 5150 is incarceration because you can't leave. No, you can't leave is my point.
Yes. If you mean it that way, yes. It must be. I mean, clearly it's very serious. We've
chronicled
happening.
How serious it is. Yeah.
So that sucked. Another update also with Demi Lovato. Last week we spoke about how she unfollowed Selena Gomez on Instagram. Well, mm-hmm. she wasn't the only one. Demi also unfollowed Nick Jonas and Iggy Azalea. She's clearly still very sensitive right now. And my only thought is that she's upset that these people got asked about her.
Yeah.
Well, and she probably wanted them to not say anything at all.
Well, she can't control what people ask them. And they don't want to come off a certain way.
Also, speaking of Iggy Azalea, she got this deal with this company called Empire and apparently got paid $2.6 million.
Really? Wow.
I'm shocked somebody would give her that much money to record music for them and then distribute her music. She does not have a fan base. I mean, maybe she does have a fan base. I'll take that back. She clearly has a fan base. If she were to do a small club tour, she could probably do that. But she tried to do a theater tour recently, and that was canceled. It was a flop. So she doesn't even have a fan base that can do theaters.
They're not an active fan base. You can get people to follow you, and maybe people don't often unfollow people. Like, how many people do you go and really unfollow? And Iggy Azalea, you followed her once, you liked her, whatever, I'll keep following her. But that doesn't mean that you're an active participant still. It just means that you were at one point.
I unfollow people regularly, but that's only because I've hit close to my follow limit on Instagram.
There is a follow limit?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
7,500 people.
Well, there's a nugget.
You can't follow more than that. So then I have to go and unfollow some people, but I don't care. It's like, I don't have an attachment to these people. I just followed them because I was trying to get some followers from them. So right. I would comment on their photos and like their photos.
Are you still following Iggy?
Yeah, I still follow her. Also, speaking of female rappers, Nicki Minaj had a fire festival incident happen to her. She flew all the way to China for what turned out to be a fake event, which is weird because I'm pretty sure that...
Right, doesn't someone do their homework?
Well, I'm pretty sure that she got paid at least half. Like, there's no way she would have flown to China unless there was a deposit already.
Right, and they would have flown her, probably, right? They would have paid for that. She wouldn't have flipped a dime for that. Well, maybe not. Maybe if they're like, look, we'll give you $1 million, you got to get yourself there and your crew. And they gave her half of the money up front. Yeah, they could have done it that way.
Yeah. But that was really funny. Also, funny, wacky music-related news. People were very surprised, but not me, that Katy Perry topped Forbes' highest-paid women in music list. She right. made more money than any other female musician. But that list is bizarre because it goes from half a year through the other half of the year. It isn't the entire year 2018. Mm-hmm. It went from June 2017 to June 2018. Mm-hmm. If it was for all of 2018, Taylor Swift would have come up number one on that, not Katy Perry. But Katy Perry made money on her tour. She also made that American Idol money. She also made money from her shoe line and fragrances. So mm-hmm. She's making the money. Also, I just want to take a moment to celebrate Angelica Cobb-Baller, who was a dear acquaintance of mine, somebody that I shared special memories with, who passed away the day before Thanksgiving. She was just 47 years old. Thankfully, she was married and had a supportive husband who's also a great dad and will be there with her kids. But if it were not for Angelica Cobb-Baller, there may not be a Katy Perry. Angelica worked at the label that Katy Perry was signed to before she got signed to Capitol EMI. Mm-hmm. And they basically did nothing with her at that other label. I think it was Columbia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she was signed to Columbia. And then she ended up getting dropped.
Yeah, she got dropped like a couple of times, I believe. She had a few deals, I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Angelica had already a relationship with her from the Columbia days, and she is the one that got Katy signed to this new deal. And then she became her project manager, marketing manager, and worked A&R on her first two albums. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if it weren't for her, there may not be a Katy Perry. So
wow.
And it was very nice to see and read that Katy was a good friend to Angelica throughout her illness. You know, she arranged for Angelica to use a private plane that Katy paid for. She spent time with her. So it was very nice to see that. All right, let's move on to more positive news, shall we?
Okay.
Bella Hadid and The Weeknd may be getting Justin and Hailey Bieber'd. According to reports, The Weeknd is close to proposing to Bella Hadid.
Wow.
So good on them, if true. Also, congratulations to Snooki. She is pregnant with her third child.
How about that?
I just want a lot of money. I want to have that fourth child.
Okay. You had a meltdown at one point, and I believe on this show even, where you're like, I'm not having a fourth child. That's not going to happen.
I know, but I really want it.
You are nuts. Get yourself focused on getting in a relationship. That's what you need to be focusing on. I feel like you're replacing a relationship with kids.
Well, you can't control if a relationship happens or not.
But you can control whether you have another kid or not, which
exactly.
is going to keep you from leaving the house to go out to get into another relationship. Babies take time. You know this.
Yeah, but if the universe wants me to have a relationship...
Sometimes you have to help the universe out, is my point.
I went out on Wednesday night and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a holiday break, okay?
Well, I did go out on two dates, and I wasn't going to mention it, but let's just bury it here at the end.
He told me, and I've been sitting on it. Of course, I would never say anything, but...
Yeah, but yeah. You were like
leading
me.
You went on two?
Me. Yeah. Well, I don't
with
really
the
want...
same person or two separate dates?
I went on two with one person and another one with a different person, and I'm not making a video about it. I don't really want, and like, I'm not going to reveal anything about anything other than just me. And that's how I always am. So I am going on dates. And actually, one of the fascinating things about going on dates is you learn a lot about yourself.
Sure.
By going on dates. And I was telling my trainer this morning, I was like almost regretting something I did on the last date.
What?
Being really honest. And then I was like, you know what? That's not a bad thing. I would rather somebody I go on a date with was very honest instead of the opposite, like putting up an armor or a defense or lying, and not even like super, not even like anything really awful. I was just like reflecting on the date and I was observing his tattoos, and he asked if I had tattoos, and I said, no, I don't have any, but I thought about getting one. And he's like, well, why didn't you get one? And I said, because I knew I wanted to have kids, and I didn't want to let my kids think that they could get tattoos as well. And clearly I know that they're going to get them if they want to when they're old. But, you know, if I don't have them, then maybe they won't have them. And I just know that we live in a society where a lot of people still judge people based on tattoos and crap like that. So, yeah, I was just really honest about that. And then also, it's like I almost feel like I got to go to my therapist. He said this one thing that almost triggered me. It was so funny. I had like an actual physical reaction to something he said. He was talking about, you know, a family relationship of his and having boundaries. And I was like, oh, I don't like that word, boundaries. And he's like, really? Why? I was like, I don't know. It just seems like a negative word to me with negative connotations. Like, I like structure, but I don't want to feel confined. I like structure. Structure, I strive off of structure.
I feel you. I think I feel what you're saying, because it does have this weird negative thing to it. And I'm thinking about my own relationship. We don't have any boundaries. We share everything. We don't really talk about boundaries. That is a kind of a negative word. I feel that.
Yeah, like a boundary is like a prison almost.
Yeah, it does.
I like, you know.
Like you can only go in a certain amount of place with your relationship. Like, no, you should be able to go anywhere in your relationship.
Yeah, I don't mind the word rules. I like rules. You know, rules are let's be honest with each other always. Let's respect each other. Let's love each other always. Rules are great. Structure is great. Boundaries, I don't like that word. And then, but then as the date went on, and my brain kept lingering.
It festered. I know you.
It festered.
Did you bring it back up?
I brought it back up.
I knew you would. I knew you would. So how did that go?
Well, and then I was like, wow, this has really got me thinking, because I think maybe one of the reasons why I had such a strong reaction for that is because I don't have a lot of boundaries in my life. I mean, my mom lives with me. There literally are no boundaries there. My sister works with me. Boundaries don't exist. They're all blurred and it's all confusing. And
yeah,
that's maybe also why I had such a reaction to the word boundaries. But anyways, that's all we're getting. I'm not saying anything else about the dates, because I really would love to do more dating, maybe even with one or both of these people. So I don't want to potentially alienate anybody by thinking, oh, he's going to talk about the dates or whatnot. But I don't think I revealed anything about anybody other than myself. And I'm not even, we're not doing a clip about this. We're not promoting this. I'm not making a video.
Yeah, I won't. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not making a video. Anyways, last thing, but I would still have a fourth child.
just stop with that notion. I know you get something in your head and you get it just gets stuck in there. It sticks. Let it go. Let it go. You don't need a fourth child.
Well, I don't need one, clearly.
Oh, but, God, here we go.
But I would love one.
And well, I would love to win the lottery tomorrow. So.
Well, yeah. But listen, like I told Booker when we were out to dinner and drinks last week, I'm a believer in God or the universe. I cannot afford a fourth child.
No.
Unless I make a lot more money. So if all of a sudden I get a big TV thing or a couple of big TV things, I probably need more than one big TV thing. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden the universe is providing more for me, then that's a clear sign. Go have your fourth child. So I'm just.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If all of a sudden I have a lot more money coming in.
Money never lasts forever. Something could happen. You could tweet one thing and your whole career could be ruined. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Money doesn't fix anything, ever.
Well, no, I know. But clearly I would have to have enough to have enough to say, okay, this is how much I have now and I could save and whatever. Anyways, finally, Cardi B bought her mom a dream home.
Aww. I love this story. She was posting pictures of the house on her Instagram and walking around, and she seems so proud. It's such a cool thought, and it's just it gives you warmth when you see somebody do that for a family member. That's just so killer.
Yeah, I mean, as you should, I think. All right, let's take some calls. But before we take some calls, if you want to really pull a Cardi B and buy your mom something major, like a car, True Car has got you covered. And I'm excited to share some new info with you guys about True Car. This spot is only going to be 60 seconds, so listen up, okay? You know what you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with True Car. That's right. In that amount of time it takes, you can floss your teeth or pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you. Together, you can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. I was just calling to talk about the whole Demi Lovato situation. I definitely agree with Perez when he's saying that Demi's post about, hey, friends, DM me your number. It definitely is a little bit of a red flag, especially because I have had experiences with people trying to get them sober, and that whole reaching out in that type of way is kind of something that you do tend to look out for. Although I do think her unfollowing Selena on social media is definitely a plotted move on her part. She also unfollowed Nick Jonas, which I thought was really interesting, but also you kind of have to consider this girl almost died. So I feel like maybe there's a little bit of like shame that comes with that and embarrassment. And, you know, Selena is kind of like the straight edge celebrity, and you kind of get that same vibe from Nick Jonas and these other people that were her former friends, and maybe pulling away from those friendships is part of the healing process. Maybe she's almost embarrassed and doesn't want to go back to that life of those friends and all that. But yeah, definitely a red flag for Instagram postings and all that. So love the show, and I look forward to listening next week. Thanks.
Well, thanks. No question, but I always like people agreeing with me.
Hello, Paris. Hello, Chris. This is Andrea Martinez calling from Madrid. You know me on social media as Parrotita. I'm a big fan of both of you. I love your podcast. And this is my question, because I thought you were going to talk about this. So as I heard, and as everybody heard, Victoria's Secret doesn't want trans woman on their runaway shows. So and that's a very controversial subject. I know you talk about it this week, but I think that Kendall Jenner being the daughter of a transgender woman, do you think she should do a statement and never ever walk that walk ever again? What do you think, you guys? Anyway, I love you so much. You made my rides on my bicycle home from work so fun on Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Aww. When your podcast is out, I just want to tell you that I love you. Bye.
It's so cool, isn't it? Like, she lives in Madrid. She rides her bike to work. It just sounds like a posh life, you know?
I love Madrid. I need to go
Never
back.
Been.
Oh my God. It's one of my favorite cities on the planet. It almost reminds me of New York. It's like the New York City of Spain.
Uh-huh.
And Barcelona is the Los Angeles of Spain.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's so fun. I spent a semester abroad there. I need to get a free trip to Madrid somehow, universe.
Okay. And her question. Hook enough of you and your hookup.
Well, we did talk about it on the podcast, but we didn't specifically talk about Kendall Jenner.
She said she wanted to know if Kendall should maybe say, look, I'm never going to walk in this again.
No, she just cares about money. Although I think she did, I forget exactly what she did, but she somehow did acknowledge the comments that the marketing guy said. She might have liked somebody's response or liked some tweet or liked an Instagram comment. So, you know, in her own way, that's a way to acknowledge that she agreed with whatever sentiment that person said against the comments about trans and plus-sized models. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I don't even think she's that close with Caitlyn Jenner.
And no one should begrudge her for making money. If she wants to go out there and make money for Victoria's Secret, that's her job. She's a model. That's a big gig. It's a good look for her. People shouldn't expect her not to do it.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
This is Rachel, and I wanted to say to you, Perez, I'm dead over whatever you talk about Tekashi. You say Tekashi, that pedophile. And today you talked about him, and you said Tekashi, and I was getting ready for that pedophile because it's hilarious. And you were like, that rapper. And I miss when you call him Tekashi the pedophile because he is one. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
She's got it wrong. It's pedophile Tekashi.
Right.
It's never Tekashi the pedophile. You got to get it right if you're gonna do it. And you didn't do it today either.
I know. Well, I feel like he's so many other things now. He's all sorts of
it's
awful.
A litany of horseshit that he is.
He's a racketeer, a gun dude, a snitch.
Possible snitch.
Possible snitch.
One more call here.
Hi, I have a few questions. One, who is y'all's celebrity crush? You had to pick the most beautiful celebrity in Hollywood. Booker, I'd also like to know who you think is the prettiest bachelorette that's ever been, bachelorette or a contestant on The Bachelor. Who do you think is the prettiest that has ever been on the franchise? And also, I want to say I actually agree with Perez about the teacher situation. I think a teacher should represent how you're supposed to act. Even if it got really bad, I think the teacher should not, you know, fight the student, because when that shows the student, that's how adults act. And I don't think that a teacher should stoop that low. Thanks, bye.
Celebrity crush.
I'll go with Shawn Mendes, but not really. No, I want to go with a gay guy.
It's a hard. It really is hard to commit to one person. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could answer that. Maybe we should sit on that and we should answer that next week.
No, I can say. You know, I love Jonathan Groff, but I don't think I could be in a relationship with. Well, maybe I could. I don't know.
Right.
He's a Broadway actor. He's a New Yorker. You know. I don't think he's ever going to be in LA full time, and I don't. You know, I can't be in New York full time. So. That won't work, sadly.
I mean, I love Jennifer Garner, but I love Jennifer Garner to marry. If it's just a crush.
She's already with somebody.
Well, I mean, none of this is going to happen, so.
Well, maybe Jonathan Groff and I could happen.
Oh, God, here we go. And the hottest bachelorette contestant, that would be Becca the Virgin, whom I actually met. I went to a Selena Gomez show, and she was sitting next to me, and I knew the girl she was with, Tanya from Kiss FM. They're buddies, I guess. So I met her afterwards, and I even took a picture with her, which I look like a wart in. I believe it's on my Instagram if you want to look it up. She's very pretty. I'm sure she's had miles of Hollywood D by now, though.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I mean, now she's all famous and stuff. She's probably been up to Leo's house a couple times. You know what I mean. You want to do one more call or Call it.
Well, sure, we can do one more call.
Hey, guys. Jessica from Austin. Love listening. Love the podcast. Keep guys doing what you're doing. My question is, who do you think is going to be the mega hit smash pop star of the year next year? Who's going to blow up the charts and be the queen of all queens and king of all kings or whoever? Who's going to be the number one pop star or make a comeback next year? Thanks so much. Bye.
I've got that easy. I'm going to go with Dua Lipa.
You think she'll finally pop?
She already has popped.
No, I mean pop. She's talking about the be-all.
Yeah, well, I think she has.
Is she going to be Selena Gomez status next year?
I think she's already popped. She laid the groundwork. She's going to be even bigger next year.
I think the year continues with Ariana Grande.
Well, not next year.
Even next year. I think she continues into next year. I think she's going to have a big year. She's really laid the foundation to keep this ball rolling. I don't know. She seems like she's really reinvented herself, and we'll see what the music sounds like. So far, so good. You're an Arianator. You should be back.
I know. People may be sick of her by next year.
You may be right.
People will be missing Dua Lipa and ready for more.
Okay. I did something for... who cares? 800-721-1185. I did a thing for Dua Lipa, but I think it was for Variety or something. Give us a call. Ask us questions. Have a nice week, and we'll do this again next week.
All right. See ya.